For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Governor Jay Nixon wants Missouri's Highway and Transportation Commission to explore turning Interstate 70 into a toll road. Marshall Griffin has details.
In a letter to commission members, Nixon asked that they provide options for using tolls on I-70 and that money currently used to maintain the interstate be used for transportation needs elsewhere. I-70 was one of the first interstate highways built in America, and there have been numerous proposals over the past decade for expanding and upgrading it. However, both citizens and lawmakers have strongly opposed tolls. Missouri voters earlier this year rejected a proposed transportation sales tax that would have expanded I-70 to 6 lanes across Missouri without the use of tolls. Nixon opposed the measure, saying the temporary tax would have hurt low-income Missourians. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Supreme Court says prison officials had no grounds to attempt to bar a co-defendant from witnessing an execution. The court's written opinion released Tuesday elaborates on the reasons why it had issued a November 18th order requiring prison officials to allow Willie Owens to witness the execution of his half-brother Leon Taylor. Owens had pleaded guilty to participating in a 1994 Independence gas station robbery with Taylor and cooperated with prosecutors to testify against Taylor for the shooting death of worker Robert Newton. The Supreme Court said Missouri's law allowing condemned inmates to have witnesses present for their executions only excludes people who are incarcerated or younger than 21. Owens was neither of those. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment is asking to intervene in the license extension of Ameren's Callaway Nuclear Power Plant. As Veronique LaCapa reports, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission could grant that extension as early as next week.
The Missouri Coalition for the Environment filed suit against the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in October, alleging that the NRC's licensing process doesn't take into account the impacts of storing nuclear waste long-term. The coalition's Ed Smith says there's no rush to renew Callaway's license since it doesn't expire until 2024.
This court legal issue will be resolved much sooner than 2024, and the NRC should let the court process unfold before making any decisions.
Smith says unless the NRC grants the current petition, his group intends to take legal action to block the extension of Ameren's license. Callaway is the only commercial nuclear power plant in Missouri. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
The Columbia Fire Department announced yesterday that Fire Chief Charles Witt will be retiring at the end of January. Witt has served for 38 years and has been a part of several key changes, including the installation and use of new technology and new fire suits for the department. This year, Witt received the Dr. Edward Rob Boone Public Servant of the Year Award. City Manager Mike Mathis appointed Deputy Fire Chief Randy White as Witt's replacement and was excited to say he didn't have to hire a firm or look outside the department for the replacement. White has served for 16 years and will officially take over February 1st, 2015. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.